Recorded live.
All right, starting.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention,
oh,
corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info-Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
I am the New World Order, living off the backs of others and fucking the planet over for a buck. You are the New World Order, manifesting your desire to be ruled like gimps and cat-like pets. The poop is not a lying Nazi scumbag propping up global medieval voodoo. In the UK, all politicians are greedy thieving pigs with their snouts in the trough. Hello, magical beings. Welcome to the fucking news. I'm codependent. Here are the headlines tonight. Who is the New World Order? Where are they? What are they doing now? Who are they doing it to? And who's helping? Shit, it's me. I'm the New World Order. My diet of supermarket shopping. My lifestyle of electricity bills and internal combustion. My phone bill, my cheap clothes from the Far East, my salads flowing across the globe from third world countries, my tea, my coffee, my internet connection allowing me to whinge about surveillance and oppression, whoa, while I drink a cup of peasant in the field, spread my unsustainable cash crop jam on my giant wheat farm bread. Yes, it's me. Here I am, fucking up the atmosphere with my poison-spewing, earth-trashing electricity. Here's me in my cancer-spreading chemtrail device. Here's my Ensure the Tyranny of Economic Slaves in China laptop. Here's my New World Order membership card. Welcome at millions of slavery outlets all over Earth. Yes, I am the New World Order. My power and influence extends over the Earth like a sick shadow darkening the lives of all it touches and blighting the glory of existence that was a human birthright. But I'm sick of hearing about the New World Order and its many guises. It's satanic! Whoa! It's communist! It's capitalist! It's eugenic! It's alien! It's gonna get ya! Already got your number! It's gonna take away your freedom and your way of life! Your freedom to pay your bills and a way of life dependent on the suffering of others! Nice! You are the New World Order! And all the people who think if JFK were president again, everything would be great! He was so good and handsome. If only we had better masters, leaders, we could all relax and go back to shopping and watching sport on TV. Not gonna fucking happen. You are the New World Order. Your lack of self-sufficiency is the New World Order. Your religion, your country, your money, your trainers, your last burger, the last Coke you drank, petrol, diesel, air conditioning, magazines and newspapers. We're all the New World Order, people. And baby, if you don't like it, go get a teepee and live outdoors. Bread, it's the New World Order. Bread, you didn't bake. Bread, you didn't make with wheat. You didn't grow. Your garbage is the New World Order. Garbage you don't dispose of. Take a look next time they collect it. You'll see your keepers come to clean out your cage. Oh, the New World Order. It's the new evil, totally separate from my disgusting lifestyle of consumerism and exploitation of others. Oh, the New World Order. It's something to fear and resist with guns and bumper stickers. Oh, let's wake the sheeple up and march to Sodom demanding change for our benefit because we want better lives. Yes, better lives and stuff. and more freedom to jet ski, and we want jobs and houses and electricity bills and cars and freedom for us. Freedom for us, but back to the fields for those copy-picking peasants, and back to the factories for the Chinese slaves, and back down the mines for those Russian children, because we want to be free, and we want to have a good time, and we want to get loaded, and we want to have a party. Yeah, baby. So let's go. I just had the weirdest dream. The holy poop of Rogue is on a tour of the Middle East to see for himself the oppression of one bunch of humans by another bunch of humans in the name of God. There has been controversy over his business with some Israelis questioning the Pope's credentials. Sorry, the Pope's credentials.
All right, that was the fucking news with Deke Jackson. You want to call in? Feel free, here's the number.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Mic check, 1-2. Mic check, 1-2, 1-2. Louis, I lost you. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Hello, hello. Yeah, we're having technical difficulties right now. I seem to have lost you, Louis, unless you muted yourself. But we are running a radio show right now, crotchshotradio.com. We are in the middle of discussing the New World Order, and what does that mean for us? Is it really new? Is it really order? And is it really global? Or is it just a few small pockets of corruption here and there? You know, a few bad apples, as they say. So we're doing a podcast every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on the weekends from 7 to 10, lately it's been 7 to 9, we're doing a two-hour show. We might be doing a three-hour show. My host, my buddy Louie,
all right,
is on the call again. There you
yeah.
are.
Yeah, I got to be careful when I play those long clips. For some reason, my mic just mutes me. It mutes itself and doesn't unmute.
All right, so off to a shaky start, but we're talking about the theme or title for today's episode is the culture of conformity and how various human institutions, be they political, religious, academic, or otherwise, secular institutions, how do they affect our lives, and do they have more control than we'd like to admit, and you know, basically how we're all forced to fit in, and we spend most of our lives worrying about what other people think of us and what they're saying about us instead of just being headstrong individuals.
Right. So what do you think about that Obama?
Well, what can I think about Obama? It's too early to tell if he's, you know, if we're going to be swimming in a lake of fire or not. But it's not too early to criticize him on the blunders that he's made. Certainly not too early for that.
Blunders? You're a racist.
Well, I guess I'm a self-loathing racist because I really hated George W. Bush and he was a white guy. So I guess I just hate my own people as well. Oh, no, I forgot. I forgot Jews and white people are separate. They're two different kinds of... Yeah, I forgot Jews are a race. Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah, pardon my indiscretion there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically that's the meme that we're saying. Janine Garofalo has said that she does not apologize for her narrow-minded talk, saying that anyone who opposes Obama is basically a racist. I mean, that's not true. There's a lot of black people that I know personally who do not... And they're blacker than Obama, by the way, in terms of skin tone, and also possibly culture.
Yeah.
Because Obama does have various other cultures within him besides being black. The point is, you're not racist to criticize Obama. I mean, there are some very serious things wrong with, again, not just the government, but all these institutions. I mean, you cut the clip off there of the fucking news, Deke Jackson, what a wonderful guy he is, where he was talking about the Pope. and how that's a, you know, a joke right there. Basically, all of our institutions have been set up to protect us from ourselves, and it's not a good world when we have all this police state control and fear-mongering all the time, you know, whether it's the swine flu or it's, you know, the Catholic Church saying that you're going to burn in hell if you don't do as they say. We're all being conditioned on a mass scale.
Yeah. Especially with the Catholic Church. I mean, they actually held back hundreds of years of scientific discovery.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Galileo, when he discovered, you know, the orbit of the planets and the sun, was called a Satanist or whatever, you know, in league with the devil.
Yeah. Which is kind of ironic because nowadays, well, possibly since then, the top members of the Catholic Church are Satanist.
Yeah, so absolutely religion has been essential in not only dumbing people down, but suppressing science and real, you know, what we now know as the scientific method.
Not all religions. I mean, I can't allow you to just make a broad statement like that, dude.
No, that's absolutely true, my friend. All religions have been used at one point or another to control the people. And the point is, they might have been set up initially, you know, well-meaning, but they get hijacked, and that's what's happened with any positive movement, including that's non-religious movements too, anti-war movement, right. Whatever. It gets infiltrated. It gets hijacked for a bad purpose. So you can't say that there's some religions that haven't been used for evil, because they all have been, at one point or another, been used to justify, just like the politicians justify,
just,
you know,
I'm just
the
saying,
war in
because,
Iraq.
I mean, you look at, you know, you look at the Muslim, you look at the Muslim religion, you look at true Christian religions that have allowed their people to grow spiritually, mentally, and, you know, scientifically. I mean, not all religions. I mean, the fact is, I mean, you gotta, you know, they were hijacked. Yes, they were, but you just gotta take them back. Because, I mean, come on, religion is essential.
I'm at the point where, no, I agree with you, but I'm at the point where you got to start your own religion. You can't join a clique. It's too late for that. It's time to pave the, you know, blaze a trail, pave your own way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that mean building on the existing religious wisdom? Yes. I mean, that can include the current existing structures. But the reason why a lot of these institutions are failing, just like the comedian Bill Hicks said, is because they're no longer relevant. I mean, that's including the three major, quote-unquote, Western religions.
Right.
You know, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism.
Yeah, I mean, but I just look at a lot of the architecture in a lot of Muslim countries, and I, and, you know, it just makes me think, wait a minute, there has to be some amount of ascension going on there, you know? That's what I'm thinking. Hello? Uh-oh. And we lost enemy combatant. Well, I mean, look, I've said this on previous shows. I mean, religions are essential for a civilized community.
But religion is also the easiest way to start a fight, and that's all I'm saying.
Yes, so it's politics.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, is that they've morphed.
Religion and race.
And we have, you know, college professors, basically, if they're not on the payroll, they've been influenced by, you know, this culture of conformity where, you know, it's, you can't criticize politics, or you can't criticize religion, or you can't even talk about these things. I mean, so the point is, we're living in this kind of mythical soup that pervades our atmosphere, and instead of, you know, washing ourselves off and, you know, drying off, toweling ourselves dry, we continue to stay bathed in these lies and half-truths of, you know, the medieval dark ages. We're still at a very primitive state in our development as a species. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I could agree with that. But, I, you know, it's just that making a broad statement like that, you know.
Well, again, exactly. That's the easiest way to start a fight with somebody is by questioning their religion.
Exactly. Actually, we got I Hate Politicians wants to come in. Here's the
Please.
Number.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yeah, and it's also at the bottom of the chat, but I kind of like to play that clip because I made it and it's nice. And usually you should have your own pin that it automatically gives you or that you chose. It's it would be at the bottom as well, so you could.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to all the listeners. We're only 15 minutes into the broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's in the chat room for tuning
exactly.
in. Spread the word through your Facebook, through your email list, through your Twitters, through whatever it is social network you use. MySpacebook, it's pretty much all the same.
MySpacebook.
I mean, literally, Louis, I log into MySpace this morning, and they now have a chat bar and IM feature, just like Facebook. It's all the same. It's all merging.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of saw that today just now, too, and that kind of got me scared. Can I connect through this page? Yeah, well, I guess.
The number's at the bottom of the chat room, my friend. If you don't see
yes.
it, Louis, why don't you type it in for him? I mean, anyway.
Alrighty. It's 724.
Yeah, we got a caller who's trying to call in, but he's having a difficult time.
7444, extension 23980, and then when prompt, £1.
And he's gone.
These nuts. And he's back.
Posted again. I don't think he saw
yes.
it.
We're gonna be doing the show until 9 or until it's Ask Grammy tonight. Oh, okay. Yes, Truth Brigade. She has her own show. Ah, okay. We got I Hate Politicians coming on. Let's wait for this to boot up. And I Hate Politicians. You're on the Crotch Shot Radio Show, spreading across the internet like a virus. How you doing? I Hate Politicians, you're on.
Keep the door open.
Yo.
We're experimenting some technological differences.
Some crap is going on here. Uh-oh. This stinks. Looks like today. Oh, okay. Well,
how many clips you got lined up here?
Okay, let's, we already played the fucking news. We got elderly black man gets a clue, realizes he was
such a good clip.
Tricked by Barack Obama. We also got, Code Pink protesters confront Donald Rumsfeld, Janine Garofalo, and Obama civilian security, and also the Obama Nation Youth Brigade TV advertisement.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And that dovetails with the New York Times article that just came out talking about the immigration officers being trained as young as 13 and a half.
Yes.
I mean, it's supposed to be 14, but there's a quote in there from the trainer, the head guy of the program, where he says, I'll take them early. Because he'd rather gain officers than lose officers, which shows you that they're into some hardcore psychological brainwashing. I mean, that's what religion is. That's what government is.
They
program.
You know,
a list of rules.
You know, they have to teach an officer how to kill, you know. I'm just saying, you know.
And these little kids are equipped with pellet guns. You know, what self-respecting parent would sign away their moral authority to the government to raise their kids to be brutal pit bulls? You know, pit bulls can be very peaceful creatures, but if you train them, the pit bull could be a deadly killer.
It's all is how it's sold, because they have a similar type program through the NYPD over here in New York City. It's called the NYPD Explorers, and they actually teach kids how to patrol and do stuff. And, you know, they pay them, they give them money for college, like a stipend and stuff like that. I don't know if it's similar over there. The way they sell it is like, wow, this is a grand opportunity.
Look, you ain't seen nothing yet, folks. The point is, the Obama deception is even a small slice. It's 1/1,000,000th of the big picture. I mean, yeah, it gives you a general sketch, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Those, you know, that clip of the black boys, the AmeriCorps, and now the New York Times article, you still ain't seen nothing yet. It's coming. The youth brigades, it's all coming. You better get prepared. You better learn how to use a firearm, and you better defend yourself.
Yeah, we got. Let me play this clip. The Obama Nation Youth Brigade TV advertisement. 1 minute long. Here you go.
Yeah, city here. This is an AmeriCorps program.
I've been around since the beginning of time.
Yes, God, what your country's been doing for you.
Over the years, I've had many faces. Over the years, I've had many looks. But I've always had the same goal. To make this world a better place by helping those who need it most. To never turn my back when things get tough. And to show that positive can always overpower negative. I am change. And this is what I wear.
Assimilate now for Obama.
Yeah, you notice how they're hijacking our slogan, We Are Change, and basically saying, you know, it's been around for years, for centuries, the idea for a new world order, it's been around forever. But now, with the election of Barack Obama, only 1999, get your new world order while it's hot, while it's fresh.
Oh, and here's free tickets to the Black Eyed Peas.
Well, if you noticed, That's actually true. I mean, Wanda Sykes made such a joke when she said, I bet you rappers give you their demos. Like, can you give this to Jay-Z for me? I mean, literally, they're telling you who they are, folks. These rappers, these hip-hop people, they're all part of the Illuminati. They're all Freemasons. They're all there to control you with their bullshit music. And that's what we're talking about here.
Or they're possibly Bolé Society.
Yeah, but let's not talk about that. Let's not investigate further. Let's just, you know, let's just hold our hands in a triangle and worship Jay-Z because he's God.
The Rock, holla! Okay, I was just praying. I'm done. Hello?
Rockefeller. I mean, come on. And then a Watchmen. Then the movie, I mean, it's so see-through. They say, you know, it's the Rockefeller Military Research Lab where the Watchmen get their powers. I mean, they're more than happy to tell you what they're doing, folks. It's not a conspiracy as people would like to claim. It's really an agenda, and they're rolling it out right now.
And that one line is like possibly the nee 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 well part of that whole movie. Who watches the Watchmen? No one.
Wow.
That's pretty much that one line. I actually read the book, and I was like, oh, crap. You mean they have, like, pyramids in this thing? One of the superheroes, and he tries to create a new world order by staging a false flag.
Well, I mean, the 2 minutes, like, literally, like, minutes into the film, they admit that the Joker, or what's his face, the comedian, is actually a CIA operator, and he's running Black Ops.
Mm.
But that doesn't exist. Let's not investigate further. Let's just, you know, eat popcorn and scratch our balls.
My balls, yes. Goodness, they're really just getting blatant with it. They really just blatant because they know that the people are so dumbed down that they'll or even if they even had a suspicion, they'll get this and they'll be like, oh well, this is just a movie. Pretty soon they're gonna make a movie making a skit of Air.
I mean, look, folks, the mainstream media is now saying what we're saying, from Lou Dobbs to Jon Stewart to Rachel Maddow, who's now. I mean, she had a couple clips that were critical of Obama, but now she's openly saying Obama equals Bush. I mean, wake up, people. This is not just my opinion anymore. I mean, all these talking heads are now saying that the old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss, and it's the same song and dance over and over again as people, you know, strap in for another 4 to 8 years of hardcore lying and abuse. But if it doesn't affect them personally, they don't care. So it's going to go on endlessly. That's why I think that even if we do stop this, or at least stall, quote-unquote, the New World Order's plans, they're still going to get away with something and camouflage and go back underground and resurface at a later time. Don't you think?
Well, I mean, that's when you gotta take the scalpel and go under the skin and keep digging it out, because, I mean...
But there's also the chance, I mean, this goes perfectly with our discussion about us versus them. I mean, there's always the chance that we, the people, once we topple the system, quote-unquote, that we will become tyrannical despots ourselves once we have the reins.
Well, then the next generation will have to take us out, and we have to teach the next generation, you know, come on. I mean, unfortunately, what Alex says, there's never going to be a truly free society? Not a truly free society, but, Shangri-La, or what kind of society would that be? Oh, God, I forgot that word. Yes, free your minds. Free your mind! And the rest will follow. Oh, crap. Chrissy, can you get out of my head? Thank you. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, just as
So my point is basically, just to prevent that from happening, teach your kids to stab us in the back the moment we start getting out of line.
Yeah, have your kids spy on you like in 1984.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got to have some fun here, guys. Just check out the blog. I mean, we're already exceeding the month of April by 4 posts. We broke the 120 post mark. So the month of May is already, proving to be even more ripe with controversy than the previous month. I mean, there are pockets of good things, among all the evil that we're swimming in, but there's a lot of bad stuff going on, to say the least.
I mean, back to, conformity, as a 9/11 truther, getting spat on, cursed at, just because we don't follow the party line. But even within movements, there is a danger of conformity as well. I mean, even though you're doing something right, you got to be careful to, you got to keep realizing.
Well, it's kind of like that Mark Twain quote, once, at first the patriot is scarce and feared, but when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Well, that's exactly the point that you just made, is that after a certain point, people know, and so they don't want to do anything about it because, everybody knows that. That's common knowledge. What can you do about it? I'm just one man. That's the attitude that we all take after a certain point, because knowledge builds on top of knowledge. And then at a certain point, some people just say, well, that's established fact, so let's not act on it further. The point is, whether or not Donald Rumsfeld was personally responsible for anything, he remains at large for assisting and being complicit in the 9/11 cover-up, as well as other crimes against humanity committed by the Bush administration.
Yeah, I mean, now that you talk about Donald Rumsfeld, Code Pink actually confronted him rather unsuccessfully, though. It was just silly. It really was.
Do you have that lined up next?
I have it lined up. Yes. Here we go.
All right,
videos emerged showing two protesters confronting Donald Rumsfeld at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night. As Rumsfeld entered the building, Desiree Faruz and Medea Benjamin of Code Pink were there to greet him.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
after Desiree Ferruz was taken away by security, Medea Benjamin continued to walk alongside Rumsfeld down a staircase. She announced his arrival to a crowded room by again calling him a war criminal.
I swear to God, Code Pink smokes crack.
All I know is I saw... Hello?
Oh, sorry. Oh, we got Diane on the line.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Louie. How are you?
Hello.
And welcome to Jimbo, who just logged in to the chat.
Jimbo.
Anyway, I kind of admire Medea Benjamin's work, but I called in, and the first thing I heard on the line was, war criminal, war criminal. You're a criminal. I want to go back to something you said about how, you know, we all have a little Nazi in us and we all can become oppressors.
Oh.
I kind of think we're living in an era where we're going to have to change ourselves internally, because if we don't, this is it. You know,
you just hit the nail on the head, Diane. That's exactly what we're talking about in this episode, how there is no other. There is no them. You know, people want to get locked into the Illuminati versus the masses, when really... they have all these front groups that are compartmentalized that don't even know that they're part of this quote-unquote great work, New World Order, that they're building. So the point is, they've also been deceived, just like the sheeple, quote-unquote. The point is, we're all in for a bad time if we don't stop crapping on each other. And
yeah.
It is karma. You know, you reap what you sow. You know, what goes around comes around.
Yeah,
that's what people say.
I think we're living through a lot of karma now. We're burning up a lot of karma now. You know, it's now or never.
Hey, Louie, I'm going to spice things up a little bit here. I'm going to pass the microphone to my friend Mario. Who's here. And I'll just let him take it from here. You know, just he'll respond to whatever you guys are talking about. I'm going to take a break.
All right. Is he Mario? Right, as they jostle around and realize what they're going to do.
Hey, Louie, this is Mario here.
Evening.
How's it going? But yeah, I actually saw that clip with the Code Pink right before the show started. And it's, I mean, both women, it's the most ineffectual way to confront someone. I mean,
that's what I was thinking.
I mean, you scream in their face and you expect them to, what, agree to being a war criminal and...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, come on.
A lot of the successful confrontations that I've seen online is when they actually ask a straightforward question calmly, and a question that...
Reasonable
question that kind of shocks them, like, wait a minute, how do you know that? How does a slave know that?
Yeah, how did you get information?
And they give a tell. And they'll either give a facial expression or they'll just start walking ahead of you fast. And that's like, oh, there's your answer right there. You're good.
Because you get to them. You know, like, they understand the truth of what you're saying and they react. But if you just yell at them and, you know, this woman was using unsourced facts, I don't know what she was referring to, but confrontation just doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, you just end up looking like a fool. I mean,
she did.
Yeah.
Well,
Diane,
the media can certainly twist it to make her look like a fool, and they probably did that, and she did give them ammunition to do that.
Yeah.
True. They have the powers of editing, and, you know, it's what they choose is what gets aired, so.
But isn't democracy, that clip was from Democracy Now. Aren't they supposed to be fair and balanced?
Actually, Democracy Now are big supporters of Medea Benjamin's work, so they probably would, you know, try to present it in a way that made her look good.
So, yeah, well, in that case, it was all on her then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
If you consider Democracy Now to be maybe, what do you call them, a little bit part of a problem, or maybe already owned by the foundations, then, why wouldn't they play something and say, look, this is the great work we're doing. This is fantastic. Look what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, any group that gets large enough, they're going to be susceptible to, like Glenn was saying, you know, intrusion and some subversion.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts getting about the money and fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, subversion is something we always have to be careful of. That's why we really, really have to own our own minds, be very, you know, not believe anything just because Alex Jones says it or, you know, anybody else that we might admire.
Yeah, you have to be personally responsible for the information you get and the sources you use, because you just can't watch a clip and think, okay, now I know. You know, you take it as a prompt to go and to learn more and, you know, do the research yourself.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, people have told me many times that by voting for Cynthia McKinney for president, I wasted my vote. And I hear people tell me that all the time, and I have to think, this is not even their own opinion. This is something they heard somebody say.
Yeah.
Who said? I think Oscar Wilde said a lot of the things people think are not their own opinions, not even their own opinions.
No, people act like parrots. You know, whatever they hear from O'Reilly is what they repeat at work, and you know it's cemented into their minds that this is a valid, legitimate point to take.
Well, we in the Truth Movement do the same thing. We hear somebody say something. Maybe it's Alex Jones. I'm not bashing Alex Jones. I'm just saying it because he's the most well known.
Right.
And we hear him say something, and you know we may parrot that too. We really have to, in ourselves, you know, give the same. We have to use the same critical faculties within ourselves and within our movement as we do to the outside.
It definitely. I mean, it definitely differentiates when I can see in their manner of speaking that they actually know what they're talking about. Like, if you talk to a lot of Obama supporters or really anyone about politics, it's just this amazingly superficial statement that they got from watching TV last night, and you know, there's no substance to it. But
right.
I mean,
I just sent a friend a link to the Obama deception because she said. She seemed like a person who thought for herself, but she said, I like Obama. We all like Obama. Oh, he's so likable, you know. So hopefully she'll watch
it. Actually reminds me, I went to, I didn't have a camera, but I went to go personally confront my city councilwoman because she's running for re-election. And I noticed, she was just also around the corner from me, her campaign office. Yes, she had a lot of yes, we can, or congratulations, Obama. And I actually carpet bombed some Obama deception DVDs and some pamphlets. Ooh. And I was asking her campaign manager some questions, and he was like, you make some good points.
They're not even used to hearing a contrary view. They're totally surrounded by people with their own viewpoint, which can happen to any of us. And they don't even know how to respond when they hear somebody say something contrary to their worldview.
Right.
Yeah, and the mass media is portraying any opposition to Obama as, you know, crazy, right-wing. You know, any opposition, they just, you know, write it off as, oh, these people don't know what they're saying or they're just bitter. And any actual criticism of the man who's supposedly the most powerful individual in the world is suppressed. It's ridiculous. It's just what happened with Bush.
Yeah, the future versus the past, progress versus, you know.
Yeah, like you can't criticize him for some reason.
Well, yeah, tell him moving forward. Tell him to speak up.
Hello?
Yeah. We got the clip.
I'm sorry, somebody new?
Yeah, Mario, just tell Glenn to speak up if he's going to talk.
Oh, all right, he knows.
All right. So we you were talking about Janine Garofalo. We actually had that clip ready.
When she said, I have to wonder when Janine Garofalo said that we're all racist because of in the tea parties. I really had to wonder if she started drinking again, because I know she had an alcohol problem and she stopped drinking for a while, and I really had to wonder if she resumed.
Right. In fact, all right, well, here's the clip you were talking about. It's 5 minutes here.
Thank you. You know, there is nothing more interesting than seeing a bunch of racists become confused and angry at a speech they're not quite certain what he's saying. It sounds right to them, and then it doesn't make sense, which let's be very honest about what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about bashing Democrats. It's not about taxes. They have no idea what the Boston Tea Party was about.
That's right.
They don't know their history at all. This is about hating a black man in the White House. This is racism straight up. That is nothing but a bunch of tea-bagging rednecks. And there is no way around that. And, you know, you can tell these type of right-wingers anything and they'll believe it except the truth. You tell them the truth and they become, it's like showing Frankenstein's monster fire. They become confused and angry and highly volatile.
Mm-hmm.
That guy caused in them feelings they don't know, because their limbic brain, we've discussed this before, the limbic brain inside a right-winger or Republican or conservative or your average white power activist, the limbic brain is much larger in their head space than in a reasonable person, and it's pushing against the frontal lobe. So their synapses are misfiring. Is Bernie Goldberg listening?
Yes.
Yeah, because Bernie might not have heard this when I said this the first time. So, Bernie, this is for you. It is a neurological problem that we're dealing with.
Well, what do you do about it, though? I mean, our friend in Pensacola there, who played them like a $3 fiddle, and led them right down the garden path with nothing but facts, and then they went, "Wait a minute, that doesn't sound like Rush Limbaugh."
Right.
If you can't get them to make that last leap to what are we all doing here? Howard Johnson is wrong. You know, how do you break through that?
I don't think you do for most of them. This is it's almost pathological or elevated to a philosophy or a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And again, this is about racism. It could be any issue, any port in a storm. These guys hate that a black guy is in the White House.
Yeah.
But they immigrant bash. They pretend it's taxes and tea bags. And like I said, most of them couldn't probably tell you thing one about taxation without representation, the Boston Tea Party, the British imperialism, whatever the history lesson has to be. But these people, all white, for the most part, unless there's some people with Stockholm syndrome.
Right, and I didn't see them. They were in the back. They weren't near the cameras, which is bad strategy on the part of the people who were staging this at Fox.
True. And Fox News loves to foment this anti-intellectualism because that's their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a cerebral electorate, Fox News goes down the toilet, you know, very, very fast. But it is sick and sad to see Neil Cavuto doing that. They've been doing this for years. That's why Roger Rails and Rupert Murdoch started this venture, is to disinform and to coarsen and dumb down a certain segment of the electorate. But what is really, I didn't know there were so many racists left.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I you know, because as I said, the Republican hyphen, the conservative movement has now crystallized into the white power movement.
Is that not a bad long-term political strategy? Because even though your point is, you know, terrifying that there are that many racists left, the flip side of it is there aren't that many racists left.
Well, you're the minority. I mean, literally tens of people showed up to this thing across
the
country.
But if you spear your television network or your political party towards a bunch of guys who are just looking for a reason to yell at the black president, eventually you will marginalize yourself out of business, won't you?
Here's what the right wing has in there's no shortage of the natural resources of ignorance, apathy, hate, fear.
You know.
There, as long as those things are in the collective conscious and unconscious, the Republicans will have some votes. Fox News will have some viewers. But what else have they got? If they didn't do that, who's going to watch? You know, I mean, they have tackled that elusive clam. You know, the clam demo, the 18 to 35.
I'm drinking again. I'm clam.
Man. You know what really screws with your mind about that clip is that she's offering like a legitimate criticism of Fox News and that they use fear, you know, fear mongering to get ratings. But she forgets that she's also pandering to her own, you know, conformist constituency that, you know, she's pushing her own dogma while at the same time talking about someone else's dogma. It's hypocritical.
And she doesn't really get it either, because it's not so much that they were protesting Obama. They were actually protesting the taxes, and it would have happened no matter who was in office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if McCain started giving out bailouts, people would be out there, and we'll be saying that we were ageist.
Yeah, well, if McCain had done it, Fox News wouldn't have tried to horn in and take it over like they did. Probably maybe some other left-wing entity would have tried to co-opt that movement.
Yeah, someone would try to use it to their advantage. No doubt about that.
I love how condescending she is, and she says, he says, is there any help for this? And she says, oh, no, I think those people are just so far gone. There's no way that they'll ever see the light.
As though she's an authority on anything. Like, she's a comedian or actress. I mean, she has no credentials to be discussing a lot of what she's discussing. And Keith Olbermann.
Didn't she get canceled? She got canceled from her Air America talk radio show, didn't she? Yeah.
She wasn't very good on the radio. She was.
Yeah.
She could. She was a very, very poor interviewer. She would tend to get into really personal arguments. She just. It wasn't good radio. That's really the bottom line. It wasn't good radio.
And she doesn't do good comedy either.
No.
But
she don't smell bad. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show, spreading across the internet like a friggin' virus.
Okay, I'm gonna lie.
Segment of the Crotch Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Out Radio Show sent you. Our republic is in danger. Our rights are being taken away. Do you have a feeling that there's something going wrong? You instinctively know when the news is lying. Have a huge abundance of common sense? Then it's your duty to get involved and educate others and mobilize. We Are Change is a citizens-based grassroots peace and social justice movement working to reveal the truth behind the events of September 11th, as well as the lies of the government and corporate elite who remain suspect in this crime. We Are Change also aids the sick and dying first responders through fundraising and social outreach programs in order to promote awareness of those who suffer from physical, emotional, and psychological traumas they received in the aftermath of 9/11. We Are Change also seeks an uncompromising and independent investigation into the crimes of 9/11, with subpoena power granted to obtain a long overdue resolution for the survivors and families of the deceased. We reject the official explanation of the events leading up to, during, and after the attacks on September 11th, 2001. As well as fear-based politics and state-mandated propaganda being disseminated by the corporate media, which has facilitated the cover-up of 9/11. We have many chapters across the country, and now even a Spanish-language organization. Go to wearechange.org to find a chapter that's right for you. We Are Change is a peaceful organization that does not discriminate in any way. We are a tolerance of all, regardless of racial, religious, ethnic, or sexual orientation. Join us now. That's wearechange.org.
What's up?
I'm your host, Louis B. Thank you for joining us. Diane, I'd like to thank Diane for calling. Got you, Brigade. We got Kev in the room. Mario is on the they're taking turns in the co-pilot seat with me. Well, what else you want to hit up? Janine Garofalo, she's a drunk hillbilly, I guess.
Yeah, man, and Keith Olbermann, like, he did such a poor job questioning her. Like, he just assumed everything she was saying was all right, and, like, he kept pandering to what she was saying.
I would have been asking her, all of them racist? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really all have to be racist? You know, I would have been busting her balls a little bit, at least. But, you know, there's no such thing as the days of Edward R. Murrow are gone. Or, I forget the name of that, Frost Nixon, with, you know, what's his name? Last name was Frost. The guy that interviewed Nixon.
Ooh. No idea.
But he really bust his balls on television.
Yeah, unexpectedly, too. That was the best part.
Yeah, I mean, we need more news commentators that when they get these people in their studios, just like rake them over the coals, man.
But yeah,
too
many people are like Barbara Walters, where they sit down with a celebrity or with an official, and they're just like, oh, how are you? You know, what's up with your personal life? Like, all these, like, really asinine questions, and it's like, get to the heart of it. Like, these people are powerful. They need to be questioned.
Who are you wearing? David Frost. Thank you. Thank you. It was David Frost. Thank you, Diane. So, anyways, I actually got a chance to call Janine Garofalo.
Did she pick up?
No, but I left a message here.
Pound for more options.
Hey, lady phone, my name is Dr. P. I am calling from the Planned Parenthood National Hotline. An appointment was made for you for tomorrow that the baby your pregnancy terminated. This is what I'm going to need you to bring. I'm going to need you to bring your birth certificate, your valid ID, a recent bill proving that you lived at that said residence, and also your belly, of course, your belly and your vagina, because we're going to be checking out that baby head first. It's a very quick process. What we do is we take a vacuum cleaner, we insert it into your cunt hole, and we pull the baby out. And also, we give you a lollipop after it's all done. So that way you have something to suck on after we suck it out. You know what I mean? Anyways, thank you for choosing Planned Parenthood for all your child abortion needs.
All right.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, so Janine Garofalo, she apparently she likes abortion.
She probably will think you're a racist for leaving that on her voicemail.
Oh, really?
Or a Nazi or a fascist.
Yeah, well. She deserved it.
Yeah.
So, Janine, that was for you.
Yeah. You need to leave a message like that on Rachel Maddow's voicemail.
Oh, okay.
She's a major tool, too.
Yes, dear. Oh, man. Who else should I leave a message like that for? Susan Sarandon?
Nah. There's a list, but it's probably too long.
All right, well, let me play this Obama civilian security just to, just remind people.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Yes.
Wow. Did you see that New York Times article Glenn posted on Crotch Shop where they actually show Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts being trained by border officials and by the military in, like, drills? Like, they're actually drilling these kids to arrest illegal immigrants crossing the border or arrest a terrorist. Yeah, this thing is just sick, man. They had these kids in camel pants.
Yeah, I saw it. Boys and girls.
Yeah, Girl Scouts.
Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. I swear to God.
What, mister, would you like to buy some cookies?
No, sweetheart, I'm sorry.
Then it's off to the FEMA camps! Blah, 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 blah. Ouch.
Yeah, man. You've read 1984, right?
No. Not yet. I gotta get on that, I know.
Well, there's these two little kids in the book who are just such narcs. I mean, and they're raised to be narcs. These kids are being raised to be, like, oppressors, basically. And they're given guns, and they're quoting these kids saying how they love the sound of the guns going off. And God. And you add that with that Obama, drill scene, with those black kids drilling to Obama.
Because of Obama, I will not be a crack dealer. Yes, we can. Because of Obama, I will not eat fried chicken. Yes, we can.
Oh, well, hold on now. No, hold on. No one said anything about not eating fried chicken.
Oh.
I mean, these little... when I'm making fun of the kids, but I mean, they're sitting there talking about Obama's healthcare initiative, and it's like you have no idea what healthcare is about. Like, these kids have no idea what's going on.
And especially that one fat kid that's probably going to need it down the line because he's going to catch diabetes.
No, there were at least two or three kids that needed, like, a heart transplant right on the spot because...
Oh, Jesus. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the future now.
Yeah. Hey, who am I kidding? I freaking need that Obama healthcare plan. I'm tired of paying $340 for an HMO.
Hey, at least you have an HMO. I'm uninsured. Like, leg, I'm out of the game.
Ah.
Yeah, more than the 45 million of us who don't have health insurance. Or whatever figure they pull out.
Goodness, what I had to do to get that health insurance is crazy. Because either if I went to go get it privately, it would have cost me $2,000 a month. No joke.
They're acting like you're some 9-year-old or, you know, tied up to a machine. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, $2,000 because I come with pre-existing conditions. I had to go through New York State with Healthy New York, and for them to just forget that I had pre-existing conditions, and hopefully it's not like Medicare where they decide what you could get, but since I'm paying a lot of this out of pocket, they'll leave me alone.
The Medicare system makes no sense, man. Like, I have this aunt who came from the Dominican Republic a couple of years ago.
Go ahead.
Exactly, and, like, they gave her Medicare, and they gave her all these benefits. But my mother, who, she's Puerto Rican, but she's a citizen, you know, they're not giving her anything, you know, close to that.
Let me get this straight. Your mom's Puerto Rican and your dad's Dominican?
Yeah, I know. I'm a paradox. Make sense.
that the fights must have been epic. Between your parents.
Oh, man. You know, I have a Dominican parrot that does not like my mom. I mean, we always attributed it to Puerto Rican and him being a Puerto Rican Dominican parrot.
Does he wear shoes with no socks on?
No, but we feed it rice and beans.
Wow.
Yeah, we keep it real.
He just does... Time you play merengue, he starts doing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, shaking his bird legs, hips, and stuff.
Put something about right, the on, and, okay, but,
enough of this racism. Obama!
Yeah. I'm telling you, on a side note, right after the election, like the day after, there was a cell phone store near my job, and they had a written sign on their window that said, Obama sale. Like, the day after. Like, that sign made any sense. It's just like that Obama fried chicken article that I saw in the paper a month ago.
Oh, speaking of which, on the Crotch Out Radio Show, there's like a lot of other businesses. I hear Glenn laughing.
Yeah.
Wait, let me try to find that article.
Yeah, he's actually taking over in about 5 minutes.
Oh man! Oh goodness! When did I post that article about Obama fried chicken? I gotta find it. Was it in April or March? That does not answer my question.
That was in April, I think.
April.
Yeah, it was a while back.
Goodness, all 120 posts that we did in April. Goodness. Bloodiest damn month. You would have thought that were a bunch of soldiers dying. Obama,
yeah, man. I can taste the change.
Obama fried change.
Obama fried change.
What does change taste to you? It tastes like chicken.
And watermelon and whatever ethnic cliche you can come up with.
It tastes like welfare.
Like government cheese.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Oh, goodness. Damn it. We post way too much. Can't find crap.
Yeah, man, it's a tangled mess of media-controlled lies that you've collected there.
This is what we get for wanting to freaking centralize everything. Just, like, make it easier for everyone. Like, just what screams bullshit and just post it on the site. And that turned out to be, like, so far we got 486 posts for the year.
Whoa. Yeah, man, if you want to find bullshit, you're going to find it everywhere. I mean, that's pretty much the standard. It's like, wait, is this shitty? All right, it's aired.
Yeah. Goodness. And they think no one's going to find it with the internet. They really screwed up when they gave us the internet.
Yeah,
now
they're
trying to scramble to take it away.
Well, the internet was a military project, like ARPANET. That's the history of it. Like, the military was like, you know what? We need a better way to coordinate killing people. Let's, come up with something. And then eventually it became the internet.
Yeah. We got Kevin in the chat room. He wants to know some good 9/11 sites about it being an inside job. Some links. Why don't you fire off some websites, please?
Come back on again. Take a smoke break.
All right.
All right, this is your co-host, enemy combatant, back in the hot seat. No, I'm not really Jack Blood. That's just an alias for this chat room.
Yes.
But I didn't hear everything. But those guys were having quite a spirited discussion there. I just want to give the listeners some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
That I turned to in my newspaper right here. Just a quick sketch of these two articles I read to give you a picture of what's taking place. And then we can go back into the culture of conformity. What time are we ending the show, Louis?
We're 9:00. Or if you want to go into overdrive, we'll go into overdrive if need be.
Like a half hour overdrive, maybe?
Half hour? Yeah. Okay, fine, whatever.
All right, depending on how much we need to say. Because there's a lot on our blog. I mean, we'll never run out of things to say. You could just go on there, check out the month of May. It's already at 124 posts. I mean, I'm sure to exceed that by the end of the week.
If I could get through this list, since the name change, many other establishments have decided to use our new president's name, such as Obama Chicken and Waffles, Obama Change Preschool, Obama Correctional Facility, Obama Cat House, Michelle Obama's House of Wigs, Barack Obama Boom Boom Room and Topless Exotic Dancing, Obama Change Currency Exchange.
That's a good one.
Yes. And Obama is a douchebag and will be exposed. Watch the Obama deception. Okay, there you go.
All right, so this just in. This is from the Epoch Times this week. You could just Google this online for yourself. This is at a Reuters with the headline, U.S. Banking Crisis May Last Until 2013.
Ah, nice.
And this is from the S&P's own report, their own numbers. So let me just read you this brief article, which is equally insightful. A day after saying big U.S. banks probably needed to raise only one quarter the capital demanded by the government, Standard & Poor's, S&P, said the nation's banking crisis has merely entered a new phase and might not end before 2013. The credit rating agency said the industry is being propped up by hundreds of billions of dollars of government support, especially for leaders considered too important to the financial system to fail. Where we heard that before. While efforts to stir lending, take bad assets off banks' balance sheets, and restart the market for packaging and selling securities may help the sector, S&P said banks will have a tough time surviving absent a bigger capital cushion than regulators require. Quote, there's nothing to say that this banking crisis can't go on for another 3 or 4 years, end quote. S&P Managing Director Tanya Azarks said. So again, go Google for the business section of the Asian Pocket Pockums, May 14th, 2009, with the headline, U.S. Banking Crisis May Last Until 2013.
Or just Google it.
And then this little jewel out of the health section of the same newspaper. Whistleblowers accuse FDA of corruption.
Corruption? Oh, hold on. I got the correct response for this one. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Corruption doesn't exist. The government loves you. You know, everything's fine. But here's a mainstream newspaper saying that the Federal Department of Agriculture, the FDA, got a lot of problems. And we know that lobbying companies such as Monsanto and a lot of other unhealthy organizations are trying to control the health of millions of Americans. So this is an excerpt of this article from the Epoch Times health section. Again, May 14, 2009. Whistleblowers accuse FDA of corruption by Dr. John Briffa. All
right.
All right, just a quick excerpt. Last week I noticed that the British Medical Journal had recently published a news story concerning whistleblowing on the other side of the Atlantic. The journal reported on a letter sent by 9 doctors and scientists by the FDA to President Barack Obama. The opening paragraph of the letter reads, "The purpose of this letter is to draw your attention to the frustration and outrage that FDA physicians and scientists, public advocacy groups, the press, and the American people have repeatedly expressed over the misdeeds of FDA officials. Recent press reports revealed extensive evidence of serious wrongdoing by Dr. Andrew von Eschenbach, Dr. Frank M. Torti, top FDA attorneys, senior and office directors, and many others in prominent positions of authority at FDA." I mean, they're calling out names here, folks. Joking around anyway. They're naming names. As a result, Dr. Frank M. Torti, acting commissioner and the FDA's first chief scientist, abruptly left the agency. Oh, I wonder why. But many other FDA managers who have failed to protect the American public, who have violated laws, rules, and regulations, who have suppressed or altered scientific and technological findings and conclusions, who have abused their power and authority, and who have engaged in illegal retaliation against those who speak out against them, have been held accountable and remain in power. So, folks, this is real serious. They're now, you know, naming names, trying to clean out Washington, D.C., not just, you know, within the Congress, but within the hardcore alphabet gang agencies that really run this country into the ground. They're now undergoing some serious reconstruction because there's just too much corruption. We're and corruption, and you know, especially when it comes to food, safe. I mean, the FDA. This is the number one line of defense against, you know, corruption, and yet they're not doing their job. They're not enforcing quality control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, right there in the open. You know, corrupt government cutting on itself, but then you talk to the average person and you ask them, you know, isn't it great all these new people that Obama's appointing cleaning up shop? Well, it turns out a lot of his appointees and the people who are still incumbents sitting in their position have long histories of corruption.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like Gerald Celente said, why would anyone believe any of these people? I never slept with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked weed, but I didn't inhale.
Yeah.
So there you go, from the horse's own mouth.
Well, at least, I mean, at least when it comes to that, you know, Obama was, you know, Obama was honest.
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
Smoke weed every day.
There you go. And he doesn't want to legalize it.
Yeah, get that clip queued up. Cue up that clip right now.
Oh, wait. Oh, all right.
Smoke weed every day.
Can you find the clip where he's at the town hall meeting?
Oh, which one?
You know, where he says legalizing weed is not a good strategy to helping the economy.
Oh, I don't have it.
All right, let me see. This is how different we are. We have to do this on air. But
hey, this is why you give me the. This is why you got to give me these before we start.
I know,
but
we take so many different directions. How can I possibly predict everything that we're going to talk about? There's just too much to talk about because one thing leads to another, and then, you know.
Then someone's pregnant. And what? I mean, if you get it to me, I could get it downloaded and converted and in no time. So, yeah. So yeah, no. Yeah. What else? What else is there?
What else is there exactly? All we have is the new world order. All we've known is the new world order. We've had a series of New World Orders in the past, so it's never not a New World Order. It's always emerging.
Well, let me take this quick time out. We got the guys at federaljack.com. They're actually hosting a screening of the Obama Deception and a live performance by LMS. Come out. Screening of the follow-up LMS. Just go to I am LMS. There will be free DVD copies of the film available. Just go to Cinema Paradiso, 503 Southeast 6th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on the south side of the New River, one block east of Broward County Courthouse. Free parking in Courthouse Garage after 5 p.m. It's on Saturday, June 13th at 7 p.m. $10 general audience welcome. For the live performance by LMS. It's hosted by, again, federaljack.com and psychosouth.com. Again, Saturday, June 13th, 2009 at 7 p.m. It's from 7 to 11. And again, Cinema Paradiso, 503 Southeast 6th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Just call 305-767-4682 or email jack@federaljack.com. Bring your friends and family to the Obama Deception. Get them edumacated.
You are such a good host. You're doing such a great job here. I just wanted to take the time out to commend you for hosting this on for doing all the manpower yourself necessary to catapult the propaganda on Twitter, on Facebook, on all these different social networking sites. So, you know, just my hat's off to you, Louis.
Thank you. We got Arius Unknown. Arius Unknown. I don't know what that says about the online community. We were born into it, though. Oh, hey, Louis. Oh, hey, Arius. How you doing? Feel free and call in. The number is, in case you don't see it.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Arius Unknown. How do I know you? Do you know me? Do you know me personally?
He's just a fan of the site. It's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a he.
Yep.
Oh, damn. Okay, I thought it was a chick. I was about to start flirting. Oh, you're interested in some truth info in Spanish. Well, my friend, I would suggest you go to wearechangelatino.org. Yes. Yes, now,
speaking of speaking of Spanish people, Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, actually does support legalizing weed, and he says that we need to start seriously looking at that idea. Otherwise, you know, the violence might be too great for the governments of North America to handle it. It's not just in Mexico that there's a lot of instability. In the United States, as I'm sure you know, if you're listening from within the United States to this radio show, then you obviously know that something is wrong in society. So, exactly, there's a lot of things that would come out of it if we really took a serious look at legalizing marijuana, taxing it, producing food made from it, producing beverages made from it, producing clothing made from it, oil, paints, fabrics, ropes, you name it. That's where the word canvas actually comes from. It's from cannabis because it was made from the plant. I mean, it's as old as time itself. You know, since time immemorial, we've been using this sacred plant for all sorts of things. And, you know, I'm just sick of these immigration raids and these young kids being taught to burn down the weed fields and to shoot, you know, weed farmers, that, you know, weed farming is somehow anti-government, that you're somehow a terrorist if you have a field. I mean, what is going on here, people?
I mean, seriously, if you really want to make it easier to take over a country, I think it would be in your best interest, in New World's best interest, to have you high constantly.
Well, that's what they said on this, that, you know, if, you know, legalizing weed lessen people's burdens, worrying about the tax burden and having to pay anything to the government. It would pacify people. That's what they said. I mean, exactly. It's just like in Brave New World, where Aldous Huxley advocates for the use of a psychotropic, pharmacratic dictatorship where everyone's drugged out and, you know, they're easier to manage.
Exactly. Well, you know. I mean, but the thing is, I mean, one of the dumbest laws when it comes to drugs that I think is just stupid is you can't grow hemp. You can't get high from hemp. Like you were saying, you can't get high. You could eat it. It's good for you. You can make clothes out of it. Actually, I was actually doing a little research. You can actually make buildings out of
hemp. They make skateboards out of hemp. They make, I mean, it's really tough. Absolutely.
You can, and they will be a lot easier on the environment for those people who are on that going green bullshit.
But also, the same person, Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico, who's calling for this idea, is also trying to push the North American Union as progress, as you know, a step forward. Now, it does sound like a really great idea on paper that, you know, ultimately the elite, what they want to do, the master plan, in a nutshell, for the New World Order, is they want to have four currencies. They want to simplify their banking system so they can more easily manage the slaves of Earth. They want to have four different unions, you know, the four corners of the globe, so to speak, that will form this global union. And by doing so, they can bring it down to four currencies. The Asian currency, the African currency, the American currency, as well as the European currency. And by having these four countries or four territories, economic territories that they can manage, it would be a lot easier for them to, you know, do anything really. I mean, continue with their idea of possible, you know, extermination of all of us, or just further consolidation of control. Regardless of what the end goal is, methodology by which they're achieving their end goals is really to understand. They're consolidating, they're centralizing power, and giving us the crumbs under the table. So again, Fox, you know, talks some good ideas, but he's talking out of both of his mouth, because really a North American Union super body would probably have tolerance. I mean, we have a couple of states that legalized weed here and there, but if you think about it, if we cede all of our sovereignty, then the government might not allow any one to grow or even talk about weed or hemp. So,
yeah,
so it's bad enough as it is if we if the government gets any bigger, it's just going to mean more suppression of cures and of alternative views, most importantly.
I mean, Obama, and he took questions from 97,000 people from an online questionnaire, about, and most of them were legalizing pot. Everybody thought he was going to legalize it, and he's like, no.
Yeah, he, you know, this one radical change, everyone was hoping that this would be the one, you know, really big thing that Obama does as one of his first things in office, would be to really put this issue on the table. And instead, we're given a stupid, you know, like Mario was talking about, parrots, this stupid roundtable discussion on CNN with you know, Stephen Baldwin. Who the hell is he? He's just an actor. He doesn't know anything about science. Right. And they're having this phony debate about should we not, you know, instead of showing the cases upon actually has helped people, because if they had one statistic of someone dying or getting cancer from it, don't you think that they would hold that up as their, you know, ace in the hole? Like, yeah, we got these, you know, pot activists by the neck now, because we have the proof that it causes, you know, cancer or whatever. But they don't. So that proves that we're in the right, they're in the wrong.
Just legalize it. Time to recognize it. What I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, the listeners in the chat room are going, you know, promoting the hell out of marijuana, because we should. I mean, old people use it, young people use it, middle-aged people use it. I mean, it's been around forever. The Chinese emperors used to smoke it for menstrual cramps and stomach problems. I mean, why don't we just accept it? It's just a plant. And yet, you know, we have goons with submachine guns and black ski masks, you know, busting down doors everywhere people are trying to relax. I mean, how much sense does that make?
Come on, not mine.
I mean, imagine you're sitting on your couch listening to Vivaldi or Mozart when a bunch of paramilitary thugs come in and you know, uproot your plants, break your glass, they you know, smash your grow lights. I mean, what can you imagine the trauma and terror, the property damage, the scarring for life that would cause?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, they just want to take people's property. That's all it really is. And
I mean, I saw this one clip. I wish I could find this clip, but I saw this one clip of this guy who was, his only offense was, you know, the fact that he was cultivating weed in his own house for his own use. And when he was caught and raided, they had to put an ankle bracelet on him with a GPS so that he literally couldn't leave his house otherwise, or take it off, unless, you know, to shower or whatever. And they would know where he is at all times of the day. I mean, what kind of a sick world are we living in where that's the punishment for someone who is growing weed for their own purposes in their own house? It's their own property. I mean, what right does the government have to bust down your door and steal your fucking shit? I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, that's how I really feel. Sorry to use profanity.
Just give me the D's and we be clubbing, y'all.
Clubbing, y'all.
Y'all make me please and we be tugging now.
Tugging now.
Yeah, there you go. Keep talking.
The and we be bubbling, y'all.
Bubbling, y'all.
Set to mind the
everybody start dancing. Smoke them if you got them.
Exactly, smoke them if you got them. I mean, I don't know how much more we're gonna put up with, folks.
Is it really? Yeah.
I know. I mean, I'm trying to be calm and collected here, but how? I mean, it's so out of control. How can you not get angry? How can you not get upset? I mean, the canna chopper in the Netherlands, the police have now invented a helicopter, a remote-controlled helicopter that specifically is for sniffing out pot. And it actually has a smell sensor as well as a camera on it. And they've already successfully published a news report how they successfully busted somebody's grow operation with this new canna chopper.
Exactly.
I mean, can you imagine a bunch of youth brigades with, you know, little remote control helicopters coming
fun.
In, spying on you? Yeah, exactly. I like the sound they make. It's such a cool little Christmas toy Uncle Sam gave me for Christmas. Yeah.
They'll probably give him the one with the one with the freaking bombs on them. They see a crop. Oh, my baby. Yeah.
And meanwhile, the Bilderberg group meeting is going on right now as we speak until the 17th and, you know, for 4 days. And the only mainstream media source that I've seen covered that is the London Times, who, in a joke attempt trying to make it a comedic statement, actually found out that it's pretty, you know, the consequences are pretty dire if you try to snoop around.
Yeah, kind of.
Because they have the whole area. I mean, they have the whole area locked down.
Yeah, it's pretty much backfired on him. Dude was there to crack jokes on it, and he gets arrested, and now he's like, oh, crap, this shit is real. Now he's probably
And nobody's reporting on it, except for, a couple mainstream media, radio shows and websites, and us right here. I mean, we're talking about real issues here. You're not going to hear about Bilderberg on Rachel Maddow, even though she's starting to criticize Obama. She's not going to talk about, you know, the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and the fact that they're building this one world government. They're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, Alex was actually interviewing that guy from the London Times, and you could just hear him just shitting himself. He's like, he's trying to be nice. He's really trying to stay out of prison right now. He just got a dose of reality right then. When they arrested him for just walking.
Do we have that black clip ready to go?
Yes, we do have the black guy clip ready to go.
Yeah, folks, everything we've been saying up to this point is summarized in a nutshell by this C-SPAN caller who basically says, look, we're being lied to on multiple levels here, and I'm never going to vote again because I'm sick of these politicians, you know, playing good cop, bad cop, and I just had enough of it. And it's a 77-year-old black guy.
Yeah, here we go. Boom. Michigan, good morning. Oh, oops. Maybe I got a rate. Later, Arius. Peace be unto ye.
And Muskegon, Michigan, good morning. This is Jesse.
Yes.
On our Democrats line, or are you calling Independence line?
I'm a Democrat.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, I would just wish, like I said, thanks for C-SPAN for giving people a voice to speak. I would just like to say that when are we going to ever learn that, years ago, we had one of the biggest, throughout the century, we had one of the biggest terrorist groups in this country called the Ku Klux Klan. I didn't hear none of these people complain about what they did to black people. Now, Obama, I voted for him, but I do not approve of this war. We have enough problems here in our own country. And I think he's just going along the same old failed policy that Bush did. And this industrial complex is behind all this. There's a lot of money in it. And we should be taking care of our own problems here and then leave other people alone. We got enough problems of our own. And I just wish they would just leave those people, let them take care of their own problems. They can't come over here and tell us how to run our country. So I think Obama, I've been around a long time. I'm 77 years old. I will never vote again as long as I live because all of them are the same. And I would just say
so Jesse, you're not happy with the president's approach.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not because he's doing the same thing. He's going along with the status quo, the establishment, fighting wars that we have no business fighting. When we have all these problems here at home, there's people here dying because they can't have health care. When we're spending billions and billions of dollars just in Iraq. Now we're over in Afghanistan, soon Pakistan. And this country's falling apart. What's the people? What's wrong with y'all? You need to wake up in this.
In addition to the recent visit by Hamid Karzai and the president of Pakistan.
Yeah, that's the end of the clip. You could just hear that, like, the frustration in his voice, can't you?
You can certainly hear the frustration in my voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, exactly.
Like,
I mean, listen to the sentiment. You could hear the honesty, how he's really outraged that, you know, especially a black guy, someone he thought was, you know, representing him, betrayed him.
Let me just rephrase what he was actually trying to say, what he really wanted to say. Can't you goddamn motherfucker see what's going on? This dumb nigga is not doing his job. He's doing the same thing that Bush fucking did. Son of a bitch. That's pretty much what he wanted to say, but, you know.
I want to plug at this point Core of Corruption by Jonathan Elanoff, the new second installment of the five-part series Echoes of Treason will be available on DVD. I'm not sure if it's coming out online because Google Video just stopped allowing people to upload new videos in an attempt to purge dissenting information, just like YouTube, which is owned by Google,
is also
deleting videos and channels left and right.
Which is okay because there are other places that will allow you to upload for free.
Yeah,
and there's also
talks of Hulu merging with YouTube. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, well, as soon as I find, I'm actually looking for an alternative because I am actually in the process of making a swine flu documentary in Spanish, so, you know, so once that's done, the final place to just look and then stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, so once I do that, I will pass it on and and hopefully that'll help out with our side and keep on winning and all that. You know, if YouTube is gonna be gay like that, then we gotta find alternatives. And if it comes down to it, then I guess we gotta start pulling our resources together and start, you know. I mean, there's still torrents out there. You could probably...
Torrents are great. Yeah, torrents is the new wave of the future until they come out with some new shit.
Yeah. I mean, if there are torrents out there, start seeding. I mean, that's the only way. I mean, start seeding it. Help out Jonathan. Help out all these other patriots that make movies that are very good that will, like, set a dent and just buy them. I mean, the most they ever sell them for is like close to 20, like $21. That's like shipping and handling and all that included. So,
but most of these artists allow you to copy their films and distribute them at no profit. They give you that license to hand them out to people.
Yeah. So, but I do suggest, you know, times are tough. Just help feed the truther. Buy their DVDs.
I'm actually trying to wrap this up before 9 o'clock so that we can, you know, cram everything in there. I don't think we'll have to go into overdrive. Also, I just want to mention current news. Anyone who's traveling to New York City this weekend, between 9 and 11, funny, a.m., the NYPD will be running a two-hour drill, a rescue drill, at Ground Zero on Sunday this weekend. So if you're going to travel there, just know that it's going to be kind of hard. You're going to have a delay in the early morning because they're running this exercise. Now, I'm not saying they're going to use it to carry out any, you know, mischievous activities, but that's what they've done in the past, so I can only hope they don't do that.
Hmm.
Just a little thought for you.
Yeah. Have your cameras ready. That's all I can say. did that go out?
We also have another clip here that we, I don't know if we'll have time to play it, but Jesse Ventura, if you check that out on the blog, just came out on Larry King Live on CNN where he said it's time to legalize pot. In fact, it's on page 2 of his new bestseller, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. If you actually read his book, he openly calls for legalization of weed. He says, what's the big deal? I don't understand. You know, people are allowed to drink alcohol and drive a truck and crash it into a house somewhere, but smoking weed on your couch and eating popcorn, that's the devil right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, didn't President Bush get caught snorting coke?
He also was caught smoking weed with Harold and Kumar.
Oh, yeah.
And Kumar is now working for the White House.
Yes. I was gonna end the war with Iraq, but then I got high.
Oh, yeah, I love that in the last episode you did about the drug war. That was a great thing that you're talking about, that joke you just made. I mean, yeah, man, exactly. I was going to do all these things, but then I got high. Meanwhile, you, the people, can't smoke it because, you know, the elite can and you can't.
And soldiers are now dead because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. Da 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 da. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, we also have another great clip in this month. This Zbigniew Brzezinski gives an off-the-cuff address to Chatham House, the English version of the CFR, where he basically talks about hard and soft political power and how previously in previous ages, under previous forms of government, in the so-called Old World Order, it was easier to mind control a bunch of people, you know, like we were talking about, by the Bible and all sorts of political propaganda. But now it's easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. So very disturbing, to say the least, you know, a top globalist spilling the beans. You know, he's telling you exactly what's going on. This is, you know, privately recorded. They didn't have video for it, probably because there was no cameras allowed there. But these comments are strewn about here and there in his books, not just his books. I mean, I have so much reading that I have to do. I'm not any expert by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I'm going to go by Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, and I'm going to find out. And once I do, I'm going to bring that information back to the show about exactly what he's talking about there. All these top globalists publish their plans, but nobody is going to sit down and read a 1,000-page book when American Idol is on. And, you know, Susan Boyle is you know, wooing the hearts and minds of many.
Who?
You don't know about Susan Boyle on Britain's Got Talent?
No, I don't get BBC.
Well, she's the ugly lady that has captivated the hearts and minds of everyone because she's breaking the, kind of like Obama, the precedent of only pretty people having, you know, talent. Fuck Susan Boyle. I'll diss her right to her face. She is, if not a paid operator, a psyop, you know, with this fake hope that she's giving ugly people everywhere. She's just, you know, just... I don't know. I think she's being paid money or that, you know, they're grooming her somehow because you're not going to see this. It's not going to be a common thing is what I'm trying to say. You know, you're going to see a couple Susan Boyles here and there perhaps, but it's not going to be a widespread phenomenon. Don't expect ugly people everywhere to suddenly be revered, you know, especially not the way Andrea Bocelli is revered. I mean, at least he actually sings great songs. I mean, the man is blind, but he actually has talent. Susan Boyle is just hype. Just like Obama, it's all hype. It's all celebrity worship. Louis?
Yes.
I mean, what do you think about the fact that mainstream newspapers are writing articles exposing the fact that reality TV, much of it is staged?
Yeah.
You know, like the Hulk Hogan's show and all these MTV shows where they admit that, you know, producers actually do have a loose script and they do actually influence the editing and production.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know you don't watch it, but the fact is, people, I mean, we're living in a controlled reality, just like the Truman Show. You know, all of us instinctually know that there's something wrong, but they have all these televisions on all the time.
I'm just pissed off when people ask me, so did you watch Survivor? I'm like, I can't be bothered with that bullshit.
Yeah, Survivor started it all. That was the show that started reality TV, the trend that is now.
It was the Real World. Real World.
Well, you enjoy your, you know, soap operas and your series, your TV series. I'm going to stick to my documentary films and hardcore violent rap music. Thank you very much.
There's nothing wrong with watching some series. I mean, I like to gather with my family and watch 24, and I like to point out the crap that they're doing wrong. Wait a minute.
Well, yeah, it's a great way to point out what's wrong with society, but I wouldn't sit there, you know, on a Friday night like this. On a Friday night like this, I wouldn't just sit there and be glued to Iron Chef, especially when I am the Iron Chef. I can make myself a dinner that's probably a lot tastier than sitting there and watching somebody else make a dinner that I don't get to eat.
Today it's Friday night, and it's time to get nasty. I like to go out and, you know, just go rock out my cock out. Village Diane says, don't diss Susan Boro. I still like her. All right, well, you know, tell her to get something.
Just enjoy your enslavement, folks. I mean, what can I say? Don't listen. Just enjoy your television viewing. I mean, Google TV viewing Alzheimer's, and a bunch of mainstream news articles will pop up saying that if you watch too much TV, it literally does cause brain damage. Meanwhile, Hulu is trying to convince you that, you know, excessive TV viewing is good, and that how fun it is to chronicle all of your favorite shows.
Right. Right.
No.
Throw away your television.
TV is outdated, my friend. TV is just a monitor. I mean, it's the same thing as a computer, except you don't have any input, except maybe flipping through the channels, which really isn't much input at all.
Are you watching TV? No, it's watching me.
Yeah, there you go. That was my next and final point, is that TV is really watching you, Village Diane. I mean, I'm glad that, you know, you still have humanity in you, despite the programming that's out there, but I'm sorry, I got over that a long time ago. The Simpsons is pure mind control. I'm way past that. I'm way past Family Guy. I'm way past all of it. I used to like TV. TV is your enemy, all right? Just get it through your thick skull.
Yeah, but I do agree with her. A little TV is okay. But even though I did get rid of my TV and cable. But it's okay.
Well, I mean, exactly. Just, you know, just like Wanda Sykes and the roast of Obama, you know, just laugh it up. Just enjoy your quote-unquote liberal media, which is not liberal at all. It's just corporate fascist media. You know, just enjoy all the making jokes out of all these very serious issues that we're talking about here on Crotch Shot Radio.
Mm-hmm.
When the shit really hits the fan, then you're going to wish you weren't making all those wisecracks.
Damn it. I make all those wisecracks all the time.
Well, then you're going to be the first to go, Louis.
They don't like people talking shit, don't they?
Yeah, no, they don't like humor. They don't want a world where people can, you know, criticize not only them, but themselves. I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, what kind of a, you know, stuck-up asshole are you? You know, I mean, exactly. We're all humorless. I agree with your point that you're trying to say that, you know, you shouldn't be too serious all the time and, you know, that a little TV is good for you. I understand what you're trying to say, but it's not that a little TV is good for you. It's that a little break from rallying against the establishment is good for you. I mean, honestly, people say, oh, you know, TV viewing is my relaxation. That's how I like to unwind. But really, you're just plugging back in. You're not unplugging from anything.
Yeah, well, me, I just like masturbation.
There you go. Pornography is the answer. We agree on something.
Yes. I like midget porn, bestiality porn with some scat. 4 midgets, 1 cup. Yum.
Oh my God! You know what I just thought of? Imagine global warming porn, like climate change porn, where like
the evil
carbon.
Stick it in.
Yeah, the evil carbon is gonna get you.
Oh yeah, get me.
But anyway, we got a few more minutes here left of the show, about 15 minutes. We also have, speaking of Hulu and television, Dennis Leary, Mr. 9/11 Truth, you know, Mr. Rescue Me from Aliens.
He's not 9/11.
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, all right.
You know, he attempts to write this piece into his script that talks about real issues, and then the next thing you know, he's doing a Hulu commercial, just like Alec Baldwin saying, you know, aliens run everything, and by the way, there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. I mean, I'm really tired of it.
I still like Rescue Me, though. It is a fantastic written show. I mean, it has elements of comedy. And,
well, I've met Dennis Leary in person, and he is not a pleasant person, let me tell you.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the set of Rescue Me as an extra for a couple episodes, and it was not fun being pushed around by this bully, Dennis Leary. He's a complete jerk.
Oh, well.
But that's from me to you, so, I mean...
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I admire the guy. I'm just saying I like the show, shit. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not.
Yeah,
gonna,
Daniel Sunjata is real nice. I have met the guy. Yeah. I know him personally through my friend Eric, who also works on the show. So yeah, I mean, I have a small way into the celebrity, you know, celebrity class. But you know, not that I'm some big celebrity or anything. It's just I know a couple of people. But yeah, I mean, it's not a bad show. But the point is, they're making light of some very, very serious issues. With a couple more minutes here left, what do you want to say? I mean, how do we wrap this up here?
Well, basically, we all got to start thinking for ourselves, be careful with what we watch, and learn to realize when you're being herded. Like Christy said, you got to free your mind and the rest will follow, like that song goes. You got to start really thinking for yourself, really doing your own research. Sometimes, I mean, I got rid of my TV, and I feel a lot smarter for it, tell you the truth. My brain feels like it started to clear up a little more. You know, because you're sleeping with your eyes open. It is true. You get hypnotized by it.
Yeah, and isn't it funny how, like, all these new movies, people are coming out with all these low-budget documentaries now about the New World Order? I mean, it's great, but, you know, it shows you that we're kind of late in waking up. They've already announced it. We're living in it right now.
Right.
But good things are happening. I mean, that's not to discredit all these wonderful truthers who are doing wonderful things, including you, the listeners. I mean... Don't think for a minute that, you know, just because we disagree on some things that I don't love you. I love you with my whole heart, and thank you for what you're doing. I mean, spread the information.
And if you're hot, then I have a place on my lap just for you.
Da-da-da. I wish you had that to play.
Oh, damn, I should have, yeah.
That was a good one.
There you go.
All right, man, I have only... a couple of minutes left. So I'm going to actually leave you right before the show ends so you can finish us out. But the last thing I want to say is, you know, just check out the blog. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is now seriously talking about legalizing pot. I mean, there are big changes happening here. The left-right paradigm is shattering, and even some of our enemies, quote-unquote, like Arnie, Mr. CFR, Mr. Skull and Bones, you know, even they are now turning and changing their opinions on certain things. So, you know, don't hesitate to give people a second chance, not just in the public sphere, but in your own personal private lives, you know, your family members. This is a great time to do a lot of cleansing, you know, spring cleaning. You know, talk to your friends and family about what's going on. And that's how we win, is by starting the conversation, by not allowing these subjects to be taboo. You know, start the conversation, and God bless you all.
All right. This has been the Crotchet Radio Show. I'm your boy, Louis B. Come back tomorrow. We're having the Unsigned Listener Rock Party. We'd like to thank Enemy Combatant, Village Diane, Kev, Arius, Cool Guy, Christy, Truth Brigade, Jimbo, and you. You, if you're downloading this, thank you. Thank you for listening. This has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. And as always, every episode, hey, say it with me, Glenn.
Fuck your mothers.
Fuck your mothers. No Sweat, 100% union. This segment of the Crotch Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Out Radio Show sent you.